On my 23rd birthday, my fairy godmother ruined my life, but I wasn't surprised. After all, it certainly wasn't the first time. My name is Cassandra Esmeralda Swan, Cass for short, and the first thing you have to know about me is that I'm 1/8 fairy. 1/8. Not much, but enough to qualify as someone with fairy blood as opposed to a non-fairy or someone who's purely human. Now, if I was a marginal member of almost any other minority, I could get scholarships and maybe a sense of my ethnic heritage. If I was Native American, I could go to the reservation and learn the ways of my people. If I was Asian American, I could take a trip to China or Japan, or maybe just Chinatown. Hell, if I was Norwegian, I could go to freaking Minnesota. But fairies don't hand out scholarships, and they don't want anything to do with half-breeds like my sisters and me. In fact, we're not even allowed in Fairyland, otherwise known as the Realm of the Fae, where most magical creatures make their home, for fear that we'll try to find full-blooded fairy husbands and contaminate somebody else's bloodline. Not that we'd want to. Being married to a man with a great big, pair of wings isn't exactly my dream come true. But try telling that to the full-blooded fairies, the rich, famous, and ultra-snobby of the fae world. It's like saying you wouldn't want to marry a movie star. Who in Hollywood would believe you? So, being 1/8 fairy isn't enough to net me any real magical powers or a big, pretty pair of glittery wings, which all the full-blooded fairies have. And it's not enough to let me disappear in a puff of magical pink smoke or live thousands of years. Being 1/8 fairy just means that my sisters and I got assigned a fairy godmother to grant yearly birthday wishes. That doesn't sound so bad, so let me explain. We have the fairy godmother from hell. Seriously, the woman is a cold-hearted... Well, let's just say it rhymes with witch and leave it at that. Most people would think it's wonderful to get a yearly wish, but let me spell it out for you. The wish can't permanently affect anyone but the wisher. You can't wish for more wishes or no wish at all, and the magic keeps you from telling anyone without fairy blood outside the family, my family, I mean, about it directly, no matter what the result. And it's surprisingly hard to make wishes that don't make your life a living hell. The FG, as my sisters and I call her, resents having been assigned to grant wishes for girls with barely a drop of real fairy blood in their veins. As a result, she's not very careful with how her magic turns out, which means our yearly wishes are often brushes with disaster. We even have planning sessions before any one of us turns another year older to think up the smallest, most harmless wish possible. The idea is to wish for something too insignificant to ruin your life, but even the smallest wishes can backfire. There was the time my older sister, Phil, wished that all her Barbie's clothes would fit her. She was 10 at the time. But instead of growing the clothes up to her size, the FG's magic shrank Phil down to 12 inches high. Imagine living the rest of your life in the big pink Barbie dream house. It might sound nice when you're 10, but when you get a little bit older, you realize that Ken is lacking something as a conversationalist, and also, he's not exactly anatomically correct. It was a mess until I got our fairy godmother to take it back, something she hates to do, mainly because she doesn't want to be bothered. Then there was the time my younger sister, Rory, wished she could talk to animals. She's wanted to be a veterinarian ever since she was 6 and found a baby bird that had fallen out of its nest. Anyway, the FG's magic turned her into a schnauzer so she could talk to her 4-legged friends firsthand. Not at all what she had in mind. I spent my allowance on kibbles and bits for a whole week before our fairy godmother finally took that one back.